Hello, this is Adam.
Hey Adam, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good, good. I was actually just trying to get a hold of you here. We spoke here a few weeks back here on a bottling machine you might be considering to bring
Oh,
on for the
yeah.
business. I just
Yeah.
wanted to touch base with you there. I know you've had some time there to kind of look over everything, see if there was any interest in looking at an approval or if you had started shopping around.
No, not even look. I mean, not right now. When you first called, it was mostly for my ex-partner anyways, but then we started talking. I still got to run it by somebody else, but it's nothing that we'll be doing right away anyways. It's just something that we've been looking into, trying to see if it is possible, but nothing that it's going to happen right away anyways.
I see. I see. Maybe not till the beginning of next year, or even later down the
Yeah,
road.
well, we don't even, like I said, I'm the director of sales for a manufacturer, so I don't even have to do it. We were just trying to figure out ways to, it might save some money if we do it, but we're trying to add up how long it's going to take before it does save that money, because it's only going to really save maybe 50 cents, a dollar on each thing, and how many more, because like I said, I can, at our factory, we got 100,000 square feet of machinery.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, I mean, was there anything else maybe you were looking to do with the business then in the meantime then?
Not right now. We're just trying to move and get going. And so, do you guys only do machine financing? You guys don't just do financing or loans just by themselves?
Well, we do equipment financing and then we do working capital programs, which are just it's an unsecured cash loan. So basically
Gotcha.
it
Yeah,
allows you to
that
kind
would
of
be
just
more of something that would probably happen faster than the other one.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, it allows you basically to use it for however you see fit. If you do have some opportunities, whether it's marketing or payroll,
Yes.
operations,
Can
anything
you
like that.
send me, because I know you sent me the other stuff, can you send me the stuff on that? Like I said, that's something that would end up used a lot faster.
Yeah, that's definitely something I can shoot over your way. What kind of uses would you have there for some capital?
Same thing, probably, not same thing, sorry, not machinery, but products. We're always looking to launch more, send more, or like, luckily I have the money right now, but I just had an opportunity come up to me that I needed $40,000 for to be a part of it, and we were able to do it, but there's stuff like that that comes up a lot,
I
that if we
see.
have an opportunity to things will cost, a product might be looking like it's going to move really well, so we can just use it to get inventory, so we get a lot of that product, so we can start pushing it and be one of the first ones to the market.
I see. What kind of discount do you guys usually get there if you purchase inventory in bulk?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, is that what you were referring to there when you guys are able to?
Oh yeah, it's all a volume. I mean, if you're, let's just say you're getting 1,000 bottles, you might be paying $5, but if you're upping it and getting $40,000, $50,000, you might get it down to $2 a bottle.
I see. And is that the kind of volume you're able to pump out there at your facility?
Yeah, oh yeah, we do millions there.
Oh wow. Wow.
We can
Okay.
do hundreds of thousands a day.
I see. And you guys your product line's kind of across the board there, right? As far as cosmetics? Or is it are you
No,
guys
we
all
don't do. I don't do cosmetics yet. At our factory, we do capsules, liquids, and powders like pre-workouts, protein, stuff like that.
Okay.
But they actually did just buy a brand new beauty line that. So within, we're moving to a brand new facility. Like I said, that's 100,000 square feet. Over the last 3 years, we've moved every year for the last 3 years, outgrowing the facility. So now we bought that, but it's on 40 acres, so we can just build onto it instead of move again.
I gotcha. So you got enough land there, you can just keep adding on to it if need
Yeah,
be.
correct.
I see. And I mean, are you anticipating that amount of growth to continue, or are you?
Oh yeah, we're growing. I think the last year was like 400%.
Wow, what were your guys' sales
Yeah.
last year?
I don't know. Like I just bring in some sales, and just, I mean, we got multiple people, but just myself is anywhere from 500,000 to 1 million a month.
I got you. I got you. And then, so I mean, as far as like advertising and marketing, how is it just a sales force that you guys are using to get the word out? Is
Yeah,
there?
we haven't even had to even we don't do we just recently redid our website because it was just poor. But we've never even done internet marketing. We've never even done any of that. We haven't had to. We just word of mouth, and our turnaround time is 4 weeks, and everyone else in the industry is like 8 to 12 weeks.
Oh, wow. You're letting the performance speak for itself there, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we go to some trade shows, and that's all we have to do. We've never done anything marketing online yet. We're going to, just because we know we can get more people, but we haven't had to anyways.
I gotcha. So as far as, like, ownership breakdown there, is there, like, multiple owners there? How many are you guys working
with? Yeah, there is, and then they just had an investment group come in and give millions, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was going to say, with the size it sounds like this business is and it's going to become, I would feel like there would be multiple investors that would be involved with something like that. So,
yep.
But yeah, you know, it's definitely something that we can help you out with. You know, if you're going to be running into these situations multiple times throughout the year where you can get a discount on inventory, or you're able to kind of dominate a certain product and get it at a cheaper price, it's definitely something that we can help you out with. Has the business ever taken out a working capital loan before? Do you know?
Yeah, I did a small one. My old business, Healthy Body, we did $200,000 or $300,000 loans. But again, I don't have the EIN number, the one Don runs, the one. So we were 50-50 partners, and I left that one. So that one, when I was there, we did do $100,000 loans. This other one that I started in 2015, not any of those. I mean, I did a $15,000 one just to, basically, I didn't even need to. The only reason I did it is because I said, okay, guys, I'm going to do this with you. It was 15, and I pay back like 19. And I said, look, I don't even need to, I don't even want to, I don't even like the percentage. The only reason I'm doing it is because I want to build a relationship with you. They said, oh, yeah, that's terrific, we'll do that. And I did it. And then when it came time to get something bigger and better, they were just lies the whole time. It was never even in their plans. I'm like, guys, I just did it to build this relationship, and now there's no relationship there.
Wow. Who is this through, if you don't mind me asking?
It was, oh, goodness. They changed their name. They're out of California. They changed their name to Coconut Funding.
Coconut Funding?
Yeah, it was something.
Huh. Never even heard of.
Then they changed their name to Coconut.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, what I can do here is I'll get an email going that'll have the working capital side of our programs there. That way you can kind of look over that side. Did you have a time frame when you might want me to kind of follow up with you there after you're able to speak to kind of the owners and upper management there?
Well, that would be mine. See, I work there, but I'm the director. I have my own product line, so the stuff that I'd be getting loans for is my own product line pushing it out.
I got you. Yeah, well, I'll shoot you this email. I'll maybe follow up with you here in about a week or two if I don't hear back. And, you know, if anything does come up, or if you want to kind of see what kind of approvals we could get you for some capital there, it's definitely something we can explore.
Yeah, I might do that right away just so I know what's available.
Of course. I'll shoot this over to you soon, Adam, and hopefully we'll touch base here within the next week or so and see what we can do for you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
No worries. Bye.
All right, bye.